Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
It is draft night, and I guess since our next guest can't catch a damn break and seem to play or coach a football game right now, maybe he can double as an NBA draft analyst for us. The head coach of the Charlotte 49ers, Will Healy, back with us on the Technicom hotline. Coach, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, and you do not want any of my insight as far as the draft is concerned, although I am fired up about the Hornets and the future, but it'll be interesting. I will watch it.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. Man, I know you don't want my sympathy or anybody else's, and I'm sure you're just, you know, turning right ahead. But, I mean, where's your head right now? Where's your team's head right now after a sixth game has been postponed so far this year?
You kind of go back and you say, it's one of those things when we were talking in the summer or April or May, you're saying this could happen, but you think it won't happen to me, you know, and no way that we'll have, you know, be spot and go and have a game played and then a game canceled. And you think, you know, it'll be fine. It's just, and then you get into it and you're like, holy cow. I mean, we've had six now and really nine games that were on our original schedule, that we haven't played. So, where do you go from here? And how you respond is extremely important. I'm really proud of our guys and how they've responded. I mean, last Friday, I addressed the team as we're out on the field ready for a Friday practice. And I said, guys, I have no idea if we're going to play tomorrow, but I expect you to be a pro and I expect you to go out here and get better. I know that the game can't catch us by surprise and we got to go get better today. And we got to enjoy an opportunity to be with each other because we don't know when that's going to be taken away from us. So our guys have been awesome. It doesn't make it any more fun for me to stand up there and tell them we got another game canceled, but we are hopeful that we will get to play a couple more. We've still got some more on the schedule.
You haven't played a game since October 31st. And again, I know that that's super frustrating. You touched on some things there that I think are interesting, but at the very least, you know, what were you expecting to see from 15th ranked Marshall? Doc Holliday's got a hell of a team up there and they're unbeaten. What was that game plan like? What were you expecting to see on Saturday?
I think they're really good. I think their quarterback is what makes them go. And it's probably the biggest difference in them from this year compared to last year. They've always got great athletes, really skilled players. And it's a lot of the same makeup with a lot of those guys having a year to get bigger, stronger, and faster from last year's team. I think the biggest difference is the quarterback is playing at an extremely high level. I think they've done a really good job. Doc's always been really good. Brad Lambert's done a great job with their defense. So would be a really difficult test. I'm hoping, I don't know how it happens, but I'm obviously hopeful that any of these games that have been postponed, we can make up. But obviously, they're the clubhouse leader to win the conference and, maybe play in a New Year's Six Bowl.
Will Healy, head football coach of the Charlotte 49ers. He's with us on the Technicom hotline. Coach, I've seen it written. I've even seen – it's not just the writers. I've seen a couple of former players say it, and I don't think they're in the majority necessarily because I don't know many diehard college football fans that, desperately want to see the season end. But there are those that, are of the opinion that after all of this and seeing the conditions worsen and more games being postponed or called off that, maybe the smartest thing to do would be to call off the college football season the rest of the way. What do you say to those people who have that opinion?
I want to make the best decision for our players and also make sure that whatever decision that they want is something that we can do safely. And we are still, with our medical supervision and our doctors, and we are still very hopeful that we can do both. I have not lost faith in that. I think our players want to continue to play. I think they've learned a ton about each other because they've faced a lot of adversity over the last 7 or 8 months, and canceling games has obviously added to it. I think from a mental health perspective, I think from a happiness perspective, these guys want to try to find ways to continue to play. You know, it's obviously a difficult time to make that happen because not only do you have COVID, but now you've kind of got your typical cold and flu season that makes it more difficult to distinguish symptoms. But, you know, I want to do what's the safest thing to do and what's the right thing to do for our players. And I know our players want to continue to do this. So you try to find the safest way to make that happen. And you learn from your mistakes and you learn how you can even do a better job of keeping them, you know, away from risk. And that's my job right now is to learn and educate myself and find better ways to do things.
Are you concerned that this, you know, hampers the momentum of your program, the trajectory of your program? How do you avoid that? You know, how do you keep that from happening, knowing that, you know, you've been postponed or called off six times and you're at the very least not going to get to play as many football games as you originally anticipated?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when we started off, I didn't expect to be sitting here at 2-3, you know, going towards the end of November. And we expected to make momentum and waves with what type of football team we had this year. And I still feel like if we get some chances to get back on the field, we can do that. Not that that's the most important thing right now. I think that if you can create a buzz before you can play a game, you can create a buzz based on some of the results that we've had and the recruiting that we're doing. And it makes it more difficult, but I think we can definitely find a way to make sure that people understand this program's still heading in the right direction.
As we're talking here, I just saw it come across the wire. Another game being called off for the weekend. Number 25, Raging Cajuns, Billy Napier's club. Their game against Central Arkansas has been canceled due to COVID concerns with the Raging Cajuns. So add another game to the list of those that have been called off this weekend. How do you keep these guys up right now? How do you look ahead to Western Kentucky, keep them on the right path, and continue to do the right things?
What a challenge. You know, I mean, it's like, people act like motivating a team after a loss is hard.
Right.
I mean, how about motivating a team after six canceled games? Awesome challenge. And that's my job. You know, I mean, I know what I signed up for. I knew, you know, I had a feeling on what we'd be getting into. I can't say that I would have predicted us having six games canceled, but this is what we signed up for whenever we came back and decided we wanted to play football. So it's my job to handle it the best way I know how. And the one thing you're not going to tell me is that this football team is going to lose interest or not be motivated to come back and do special things. I believe in this group. I believe in our staff. This is our job. We're tested. And I'm very confident in how we'll come out on the other end.
About 20 minutes ago, I played some audio from Dabo Swinney yesterday. Dabo was commenting on the South Carolina news from over the weekend that Will Muschamp had been let go. I'll offer you the same opportunity. They did something down there that a lot of us didn't expect that maybe anybody would do, and that was make a change in the middle of the season. Any thoughts on Will Muschamp being let go at South Carolina?
I mean, you hate when anybody's fired because everybody talks about, man, Muschamp's walking away with $13.6 million, and I get that. I understand that side of it. But there's a lot of people in that building that are affected right now. And in times of, you know, uncertainty, I mean, now you have people uncertain about what they're going to do with their families. And I'm not talking about the coordinators and all that stuff, the guys making billions of, $1 million. They'll be fine. They're great coaches. They'll find another job. I'm talking about the ones that are the recruiting assistant or the, you know, assistant strength coach, the guys that aren't making a whole lot of money and have to find a way to be able to help their family. And especially around the Christmas season, which is when most of these changes happen, it's difficult. And you're praying for them. And, I don't know Muschamp, but I would imagine, if I was in that situation, and I'm sure he's doing the same, you're finding ways to be able to help the people around you because that's what's most important.
So yeah.
You hate when it happens because you don't ever want it to happen to you, but this is what you sign up for. You sign up for being, being criticized. You sign up for the successes. You sign up for the recruiting, and you sign up, that at some point in time you can get fired. But we all know what we signed up for.
Yeah, and in that same vein, since, you're clearly in a mood to be very honest here, and I'd love your perspective on pretty much everything. As Spurrier's talked about this, Coach K's talked about this, The spotlight's really being shown right now on South Carolina and all the buyout money to pay Will Muschamp to not coach that team. And the conversation's back again that, you know, is it in the best interest to sign up these coaches with big buyout numbers, knowing that you might have to throw money away to them to not coach your football team? I think we all want to be paid as much as we reasonably can and want to be paid what the market says we're worth. You know, but in the face of what you're talking about, layoffs and furloughs and, you know, people below that part of the pecking order being impacted, is that a part of college football that you think needs to be reexamined? How should that be handled moving forward?
Well, I don't think there's anybody who would ever question what Nick Saban or Dabo Swinney have done for their university.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, you know, I mean, you look at the amount of applications, you look at why people want to go to Alabama and Clemson right now, you look at what it's done to bring notoriety to the university, and I get why people are paid that. You know, I think what makes it difficult is, you know, people in the SEC think they got to try to stick around what Alabama is trying to pay Nick Saban just because they don't want their job to not seem as important. I mean, I'm a believer in, you know, I think you need to go earn what you make. And at any point in time when you're not, look, I signed up for this. I knew I needed to earn it. I know it ultimately it's about wins and losses. I've got to handle this program the best way I know how, where I can sleep with myself at night and know that what happens on a day-to-day basis in our building is not about wins and losses. That's a byproduct of what we do and how we do it. But I know ultimately I'm going to be judged. I'm going to get a job. I'm going to get fired. I'm going to, you know, keep a job based on how many games I win. And it seems like this time of year, you know, you get to November and there's two rumors. There's your coaches getting fired or your coach is getting another job. And even Dabo, you know, somebody wants to know if he's going to the NFL, or Saban, you know, what if he's going to retire or take an NFL job. That's the season that we're in right now. But, I think it's about taking care of the people around you. And to me, the best leaders are the ones that, you know, make sure that their workers have, nobody gives them a better experience than they do. So that's my job. And, you know, what people get paid and all that stuff, look, that's way above my pay grade, but I don't think you can argue with what some of the, you know, the best of the best have been able to do for their university or their city.
You're a good man. Your insight is genuinely always appreciated. You always talk candidly. We appreciate that very much, Coach. Good to hear from you. Sorry that, you know, things worked out the way they did again this week, but hopefully we're getting to watch you back at it next week against Western Kentucky, buddy. Appreciate it.
Let's do it. Thanks, Kyle. Have a great day.